track 12, and this week's feature item is from TNF Soundings. Regular Soundings contributor Liz talks about the life and work of Dame Floella Benjamin, who came to Britain from the Caribbean in 1960. She faced racism as a child, but then became a presenter for 11 years on BBC TV's Play School. She's gone on to dedicate her life to children's welfare, raising money and awareness, and is now a life peer in the House of Lords. Liz does refer at one point to 15 decades in the life of Dame Floella. As that amounts to 150 years, she clearly means something else, perhaps 5 decades. Anyway, this is the story she tells.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello folks, it's Liz from East Kilbride here. My choice today is Floella Benjamin, but really we should give her the proper title, Dame Floella Benjamin, which is not bad for a girl whose ambition in her school days was to become the first black female bank manager in Britain. So there's clearly a story there for me to tell you. She was born in Trinidad and Tobago in 1949. Her father was a policeman and also in his spare time a very talented jazz musician. So you can see where the connection with the stage was born. He came to Britain. He was one of the Windrush generation who were looking to improve their lives and also help Britain recover after the dreadful damage to the country caused by World War II. He came, his wife came, and they left their children, Floella, her brothers and her sister, back in Trinidad and Tobago, in the care of foster parents, friends. This was not a happy time. They were made to work very hard in the house, and I think she felt a great loneliness and a great desire to join her parents and become part of the new Britain. Very, very excited. A dream world that she thought she was coming to. After this very unhappy 18 months or so, she did arrive age 11 in Britain. And you know, it wasn't the Magic Kingdom. In her own words, in her book she wrote many years later called Coming to England, this is what she said. I came to Britain in 1960 and experienced a huge culture shock. I expected everyone to treat me kindly and with respect, but Britain was cold, unwelcoming, violent and bleak. I had to learn to live in two cultures fast if I was going to survive. She had racist statements shouted at her in the street, and this was not an easy time for her. School was okay, but not ideal. School made more sense once she had this ambition of being a bank manager. And her mother tried to keep these children healthy through the British winters by pouring cod liver oil down them. Some of you may remember that was the magic trick in the 50s. Her mother also said that education was their passport to a life better and to go to school and learn everything that the teachers told us. She did well enough to gain A-levels, and just when this idea of going into banking was firming up, she had already enjoyed great times at school shows and school end-of-term concerts. And it's as simple as this, folks. She answered an audition for a musical on the West End stage. Now, she was given a chance in the chorus of this musical. It was a very famous one called Hair. Many of the cast stripped off, but Floella always resisted this. It was great fun, great joy, and I think she thought, well, why not? So she went forward for another audition. this time for BBC Children's Television, and that became a very important section of her life. She was given a chance as the first black female children's presenter on Play School. 11 happy years, 11 years working with a very talented team where they try to engage children in education, in fun and in learning. Fluella was magical on the television. At first, they said in BBC, perhaps a bit stuffier in those days, you'll have to cover up your hair, because she had the traditional beaded hairstyle of the Caribbean. So she wore a wig at first. But her fellow presenters thought this was really a bit shocking and not needed, and Fluella was able to have her beads on British national television. Through those 11 years, she saw the joy of communicating with children. In her core, she thought how important this was. So after the 11 years, she has moved on to Play Away. And then she moved into a perhaps wider idea, contributing ideas to think tanks, to committees, eventually becoming the Chancellor of the University of Exeter. Now, I'm saying in a few sentences what, in fact, were 15 decades of contributing and learning to improving the lives of children in Britain. This great contribution was finally acknowledged, and in 2010, Fluella Benjamin was accepted into the House of Lords as a working life peer and in token as a Liberal Democrat. But you know, her influence is way beyond party politics. She has contributed and continued to do so much for children. It's actually humbling when you look at what she does. She went on to work for the Windrush Committee, acknowledging her own background, then contributing to the idea of broadening diversity in books. Lots of kids with disabilities wearing glasses, for goodness sake, perhaps in wheelchairs, and black children. That book coming to England, in fact, became a text in the English curriculum, looking at these early experiences, how to absorb them and make a better world from that. Her work has intended is much broader than just in education. Her work for children's charities explains really the core of her maiden speech in the House of Lords, which was focusing on the needs of vulnerable children, and especially mentioned the NSPCC and Childline. These charities are in the absolute heart of Fluella Benjamin. She not only speaks up for the children, she puts her own health in the line by fundraising. And I don't know about you, but I'm quite humbled to read that she has actually run 10 consecutive marathons of the London Marathon in to raise funds for Bernardo's and also the Sickle Cell Society. These charities know that Fluella's name will bring them more publicity, will bring them more funds, and she has given her name to so many worthwhile causes. How about the Royal Horticultural Society, where she was vice president and enjoyed going round the gardens at the garden shows that year? Or vice president of the Ramblers, saying there's nothing better than fresh air. It can be 1 mile or 20 miles. It doesn't matter. It's the fresh air, it's the companionship, and it's the exercise. And she's not forgotten her pleasure and her talent in the acting world. She may not be on national television, but you may have heard her voice, because over the years, she has been a voice-over artist over many, many products. Kit Kats, Anchor Butter, and Haze Air Freshener, to name a few. She will narrate at musical concerts, and she does enjoy being dressed up and being a featured artist in pantos over the years. All this life, all this public life and public contribution led not only to the House of Lords, but to her being given a particular role in the Coronation Parade in 2023. She was the holder of the King's Sceptre with Dove, a prominent position for a wee girl who had come through really troubled times in her arrival to Britain and her adjustment to this new way of life, and then her contribution to the British way of life. And all those acting skills, while not as high profile as before, were recognised again, because BAFTA, the Organisation for the Film and Television Arts, also acknowledged her great work over decades, and she was made a patron of the BAFTA organisation. I think as I've been reading about Floella Benjamin, I've been thinking not only the words force of nature might apply, but you know, she comes across as just a person that is life-enhancing. You could have a cup of coffee, a good giggle, a wee walk, and a lovely positive feeling about the human race if you've been in our company for a while. And that's why I chose to do Floella Benjamin. We might have so many dark stories in the news at the moment, but I know that my spirits are lifted when I hear about and learn more about the good folk who are out there. And among them, I would include Dame Floella Benjamin. So to conclude, I must say that she has become much more than her school ambition. She has become much more than a bank manager in the decades since that was her first plan in coming to Britain. And thanks again for listening, folks, and all my best to you all.
TNF Soundings.